What up, world? I'm Sy.
Gina.
And welcome to episode 39, season 4 of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We appreciate all of you guys that take the time out of your busy schedules to give us a listen. Hopefully you're staying
high and right
and positive vibes as always.
All day.
Hopefully you had a good Thanksgiving week last week. Hopefully you enjoyed the highlight episode of some of the funniest moments of the first half of this year where Gina was acting up. And acting a fool, talking all that crazy noise and stuff.
Never.
If you are new to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, we do appreciate you checking us out. You can follow us on our social medias that's listed in the description of the podcast. And of course, Gina has to do this in the middle of us recording.
I was just letting you talk.
I was getting ready to start asking you questions to get this party started, woman.
Oh, I figured you were just going to go on your long-winded shit, so I was just like, sit back.
No, it's your turn this week.
No,
so,
it's not.
Let's go ahead and start with Gina's family update.
What do I got to update?
I don't know. What's been going on, woman? How was Turkey Day for you last week?
Oh, we just cooked here.
Yeah?
Yeah, we made a turkey and a ham. That was cold, but still good.
Whoops.
I put in for 30 minutes. You think 30 minutes is good enough? Shit, I don't fucking know. It's my first time doing a ham, so I didn't know any better. Fucking whatever.
And what else did you make?
Oh, what else? See, I made mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And stuffing out of a box.
I know people listening right now getting hungry again, like, man.
Yeah, I do the box stuffing because...
Everybody do. The stovetop.
It's just faster.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to time everything. Time's of the essence. And so, there we go.
And there goes Ghost. He's still alive for right now. Mm-hmm. He's been acting up lately.
Oh, acting.
Yeah. But you made the stuffing out the box. Stovetop yep. Stuffing for your microwave oven.
Yeah, won't lie about that. And then I made, what did I make?
Oh, that broccoli and cheese casserole.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It started as a broccoli and cheese casserole and then ended up with mushrooms and...
You're already losing listeners right now.
Right, probably. I'm bored.
No, with throwing mushrooms in with broccoli. Like, what?
Yeah, some mushrooms in there and some cauliflower and, I don't know, more cheese because... What the fuck is supposed to be broccoli and cheese, and you only call them for one cup of cheese? I'm like, what's that supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And we had to get some what? Some minute rice?
Yeah, some rice in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was pretty good.
And what about the dessert?
The dessert, I did the churro cheesecake.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's so fabulous.
So you're proud easy. Of that, huh?
So easy to make, just fabulous.
I don't even eat sweets, ladies and gentlemen, but I nibbled on that thing a little
nibbled?
Bit.
Nibbled?
I showed it two pieces.
To my ass.
Over the course of 2 days.
It was not two pieces.
Yes, it was.
Over 3 days, he ate the last of it. Usually I'm the only one who's eating the dessert.
And well, you was bullshitting, man. So I had to go ahead and make sure it wasn't going to waste.
I didn't get any of it. He just kept eating it. And ate it all. Left the pan. I was like, oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah, hopefully you guys had a good turkey day, good Thanksgiving with your family, friends, and loved ones if you were able to. Mm-hmm. If you're able to, hopefully you had a good time as well. It was just us. We kept it simple this year. The family didn't get together mm-hmm. this year.
No, it was just, well, Caleb stayed in Texas.
Yep.
He couldn't come down. And
our oldest, he stayed in Texas. Work duty calls. Said, man, we understand, man. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, Kyle and Janae made it.
Yep.
And they swung in. Janae Ubered herself here. Adulting. So awesome. That was like amazing.
Yeah, her car blew up. I know she was on an episode a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
and literally
after
that
she
same
left,
day.
That same day she left, I get a phone call screaming and screaming. I'm like, I'm just pulling into my grandparents. And she's screaming and crying. And she's in the middle of the highway, and their car is on fire. And I'm like, what do you mean? And I'm like, I get this part, but what do you mean? Why are you still, for one, in the car? For two, I mean, what idiocy is this shit? I don't know what's going on, but I'm like, I'm confused.
And for our local listeners, she was on I-135. So if you was backed up in traffic a couple of Fridays ago, that was her. Our daughter going to the north side.
That was her.
On 135, going to the north side.
Jesus.
Yeah, she was screaming and crying.
And she was like,
the cops, the fire department.
So I'm running over to Kyle and I'm like, I can't get her to shut up. She's like, Janae, talk to her. Janae, what do you mean it's on fire? She's like, it's smoking everywhere. And he's like, okay, so it's just smoking. No, it's on fire. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll get out of the car. There's cars everywhere. Well, yeah, you're on the highway at 5 o'clock traffic. So, no, shit. Yeah.
And it was 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, Friday evening.
Sure. Yeah. You're pissing a lot of people off.
Yeah. And Kyle, when he got there, he was like, you wouldn't believe it because me and Kyle went to we all got together the next morning, that Saturday morning, because the police already told him it ain't even worth trying to get a tow truck up here right now. You might as well wait till tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? But Kyle was like, oh my God, Ken, you wouldn't believe how far the traffic was backed up all the way to freaking Kellogg. And she was at the 8th, 9th Street exit.
And she, what is it?
Like, what the lady, fuck you doing?
I guess there was a lady behind her stopped. And I could hear her in the background yelling at her, it's okay, get out the car. And Janae was like, I didn't want to move. I wasn't going to move. She's like, I just wanted to go ahead and die.
And I'm like. Yeah, she sounded calm, cool, and collected a couple weeks ago on the podcast, but literally she's really dramatic person. Over the littlest shit. I won't insinuate where she gets some of that from.
So she,
Mom.
The lady's trying to get her to get out the car. She won't get out the car.
She fighting everybody. She's cussing out God.
Because she won't. She sees all these cars, so she can't open her door. So she's freaking out.
She was scared to get out and, like, climb out on the passenger side.
She wouldn't climb out the passenger side. She ended up opening the driver's side door with all the traffic going by and screaming. The lady pulls her over, she said. And she said, this lady kept just patting me on my shoulder saying, it's okay. It's in God's plan. She said, God didn't want me to not drive. She was screaming. She's like, I just wanted to kill this lady. She's like, I was so embarrassed. She said, all the fire trucks came. And they were all over there. And they were so hot, though, Mom.
No,
and I'm like, oh, my God, Janae.
Yeah, I'm like, do you guys have a calendar?
She's like, even the police were, Mom.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, well, maybe they have, you know, a day a week that they
seen hot guys to a hot car.
Guys work today. So, yeah, she had a day that day.
Yeah, after the podcast. Literally after that recorded. If you want to go back to that episode, it was 2 weeks ago, episode 37. What did I name it?
Balloons. Yeah.
Condom balloon animals. That's the episode you want to check out. Yeah, literally that day after that episode, all these events took place. It had ended up with a hole in her engine block the size of a fucking silver dollar.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's that.
So now she's Ubering everywhere.
Yep.
Because I was like, Janae, I can't do it.
Yeah, we ain't, nah. Like, nah, ain't no more money, man. Ain't no more money, man.
She's adulting.
What did she say on that episode? I'm married to the money. Then little bitch, go out there and get you some money.
She's getting her some money. Not gonna tell you how, but she's doing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
but we parents watch and be like, wow,
man.
Okay.
Any new listeners or previous listeners, it doesn't matter the age of your children.
They're still children.
They are still going to be a pain in your fucking ass, I'm telling you. If you're new to the podcast, our children are 23, 21, and 19. Our 21-year-old, soon to be 22 in a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, he thinks, right now he's rocking a mullet, y'all.
Yeah, mullets.
Yeah.
And then he fucking, oh my God.
Yeah.
He sat there and he group snaps us. I am so getting a perm.
Yeah, this motherfucker.
Sends a picture. His hair is only like a half an inch long. I mean, not very long at all. It's not even an inch long yet. And I'm like, Kyle, you know, I was tortured as a child.
With perms.
With perms. They put perm in me and after perm, and they'd not understand why they wouldn't stay.
I wish I could remember which episode you talked about that. You did it a couple of times, but you went through hell as a kid getting them 80s perms.
And I'm like, if you even think about going and getting a perm at this stage, it's going to stick up everywhere.
Mm.
And it'd be frizzy and funny looking. I mean, you can go and do it.
You trying to get that Kenny Powers action going on.
And I get a response back, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he trying to get it. He like, he going to get that Cat Williams action.
I was like, you need at least wait.
What does a perm even look like in a mullet? What the fuck does that even look like? What is wrong with our kids, man?
I don't know.
They yours. Forget this shit.
Oh, when they do stupid shit, they're mine.
Well, yeah.
That's bullshit.
You gave birth to them.
I know where that shit comes from, so fuck. Mm-mm. Their smarts come from me.
Check it out. I ain't they biological fathers, so
no,
you know.
Obviously, because they're fucking white.
You can't tell, because some days they think they be trying to act mixed in a motherfucker.
And I don't even know what they think they're mixed with.
I'm like, Kyle, how the fuck you rocking the mullet, but you got some Jordans on talking about you trying to sea walk? You look like a fucking idiot. Welcome to the Midwest, where everybody's got identity
but
crisis.
Has a flannel on.
Yeah, like, what are you doing,
bro? Yeah, man, our identities are so funny.
Wearing a fucking fitted with some cowboy boots. Like, fam, what is you doing, bro? What are you doing? And don't get us started on our daughter. She swear up and down she black.
she's funny.
And Caleb's funny, too. Yeah, he may be white, but he one of them white boys that got some flavor.
Right. Somewhere.
Snapchatting him rapping Crooked Eye and all kind of shit. Like, I raised this one right, man. He bumping Crooked Eye. He bumping some Nas. I'm like, I know that's right. Oh, man. How's the grandparents, honey? More Genius Family update.
They're doing good, for the most part.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see if I had any funny stories.
You had to wash some dried up Desitin off his nether regions.
Oh, yeah, just because I want to take a night off. I mean, the
uh-oh, help. Here we go.
Well, we took a night off. I did.
I told Babe to take a night off so we can hang out.
Right. And our hangout was consist of getting stoned and me drinking a mango-rita. Mind you, it wasn't all of it. Boy, somebody, I couldn't hang.
I'm the drinker. She's the smoker. She was fucked up.
Boy, was I.
She couldn't even make it to the main event of Mike Tyson and Roy Jones' old asses, man. She couldn't.
Nope.
Even, speaking of which, Jesus, man, that was a hell of a fight for some older brothers, man. Snoop commentating was classic.
I bet it
you
was
great. Oh, he was hilarious.
I listen.
He was like,
you know me, I listen.
He was like, these are like my uncles fighting at the barbecue.
Give me that chicken.
Yeah, he was going off on that shit. Hey, grandma there, they go fighting again. yeah, but Gina got fucked up on a mango reader.
Right.
But it was one of those tall mango ritas, though.
That does not matter. That is so sad. I used to be able to, I could drink back and just drink, and now I can't do nothing. And it's very disappointing. Very disappointing.
It depends on what kind of night I'm trying to have. What you mean?
Yeah, it is pretty funny though, because
it's kind of nice.
It's like the third sip. I can feel it all the way through my body, yep. Right down to my feet. I'm like, ooh, it's there.
And yo, back in the day though, when me and Gina started dating, and then, you know, a few years went by, like, she could put beer away with the rest of them.
Yes, I could.
She would put some beer away with me and the fellas, especially me and Gerard. Shout out to Gerard. What's up, homie?
Hello.
What's up, bruh? He came over last week with my dad. I'll get to that in a minute. But Gina used to take, man, she would knock them beers out.
Yep.
She would knock them out.
Yep.
But now she's a lightweight when it comes to that. But she's Snoop Dogg when it comes to other things.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Wait.
Yep. But heaven forbid you took that night off.
Yes, I did. I took the night off. So usually the next morning there's big surprises.
Where do you start?
And I think they used the whole tube of Desitin.
But still didn't put it on right.
So then it takes me, and so Sundays are bath days.
Yeah, you give your grandfather a bath.
So I give him.
It's some country music.
Yeah, he gets to listen to his country music. So bath day, which that upsets me, because why? Spotify sends out that list for your 2020 year in review shit.
Oh yeah, that shit is going around right now. I don't even know. I don't even remember my login even.
So since I let Poppy listen to country music when I'm getting up every morning and when on bath days, it says my number one is country. I'm like, it's not either.
Yeah. It is on Sundays.
I guess it's Poppy's.
Yeah.
I guess we're sharing this.
Yeah,
buddy.
Y'all share the playlist. Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, I'm sitting there. And, you know, it's kind of awkward anyways, because that's my grandfather, and I'm the granddaughter.
And I have to
take care of his junk and everything. So
he appreciates it.
I know he does. He says things. He's like, you're just the best.
Well, you are, honey.
Like, thank you.
You are.
And he's like, I don't know where I'd be without you. I'm like, well, probably not
dead
here.
Dead already.
You're like, not here.
You'd be dead already, fool.
So
your children suck. They fucking suck.
They do suck. So I do his bath, and I start at his legs, get his legs done, and then I do his chest, and then I roll him over, and then get his backside, and then get his new brief on, roll him over, and then I do his junk. So I'm trying to get off.
Listen to you talking with respect in regards to your grandfather. That's very nice of you,
honey. I'm trying to.
Washing his dick and balls and ass. That's right. A nice way to put it.
I'm trying to get this whole tube of Desitin off of his junk.
Oh, God, man. When you came home and telling me that, I'm like, what?
You know how, I should just have to clean up and, you know, be done. No, I feel like
you had to get a putty knife and I'm a hammer and chisel out.
I'm there for way too long.
Because like, even I was wondering, like, where is she at? We supposed to go to the store? We got shit to do?
I'm like, I'm in the wrong area way too long. I hate you, Debbie. I hate you, Debbie. I hate you, Debbie. Fuck you.
But FYI, for all you new listeners, that's her aunt. One of the children that suck.
Yes. I'm like, this is. One day I'm gonna make her fucking do this. I'm gonna. Okay. Well, he gets a bath on Sunday morning, and I won't be there. So go. You do it. And then I'm gonna go and put him to bed and like put the whole tube of Desitin on there.
Man,
like,
you know, good damn well she ain't about to do that shit.
No, she'll leave the Desitin there.
Yeah. No, she just gonna use a whole package of fucking Clorox wipes on him and call it good. Like. So, yeah, you had to use a hammer and chisel to get the Desitin off.
It was just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So far, it was too long there. Mm-mm. Awkward. I even told him, sorry, Poppy. I'm so sorry. This is taking way longer than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Just clean. Okay, I'm getting there. I'm trying to get there.
Oh, you mimic his face perfect, too, because that's the way Oh, man. Everybody, you know he appreciates the sacrifice you make for him every day.
I know.
He definitely does.
I know he does.
You his girl.
I am.
I have two sons and two daughters. That still rings true. No, I have two sons and two daughters.
Yep.
And he wasn't taking no other answer.
I know. Nope.
He sure the fuck wasn't.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Well, I really don't have parents. So. he knows it.
That explains a lot.
The other evening I went in there. Or the other morning. And my dad was fucking yelling at me, of course, as always, calling me stupid because I didn't know what was on my car. It was the morning that I had to go get the drive belt.
Yeah, why changed. Are you calling it a drive belt? It's a serpentine belt.
Okay.
Okay, man.
Yes. So, calling me stupid, calling me an idiot. He raised an idiot. I should know better. I'm like, look, dude. On my car, I have one belt, and the one belt is called a drive belt. I understand and know it is also known as a serpentine belt. But on my car, in my book, in my mechanic's mouth, is called a drive belt. And I am going to refer to it as such. I raised an idiot. Mom, how did I raise an idiot? Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. That's it.
You know the irony behind him saying
that?
Let me explain something. You know the irony behind your dad saying that? What if we just find out your brother is on the run right now, $400,000 bond?
Yes, $400,000 bond.
And he raised an idiot and you?
Right.
Man, if he don't shut the fuck up.
That's for child support.
It is for child support. Listen, fam, mm-hmm. It's for child support. He ain't killed nobody. It's child support. Right. He got that many mm-hmm. little motherfuckers running
he
around
does.
That okay. he don't take care of. But so, he raised an idiot in you.
That was my first idiot. I was
of the day.
Of the day. The second part of an idiot was.
I always say, don't let Gina fool you.
Was because he could go buy the $1,999 belt and put it on for me. For free.
Her neck is snapping, y'all.
Instead of paying $100 and getting it put on. That I was wasting my money. That I was an idiot. And that I should know better.
Oh,
and that that he's already watched the video. And it's easy to do. And this
yeah,
and
that. Man,
I'm like, okay, dude.
I'm not taking all that shit out. I'm not doing it.
For one, I've had my car for 10 years. I've never been on the side of the road.
Fact number one.
For two.
I got your back, baby. Talk that shit. Recount what happened. Schooling your father. Shit.
For two, I have always had my car taken to the shop. The reason being.
At the dealership shop.
At the dealership shop.
Mind you, yes.
The reason being is. Because, one, she's my baby.
She going to end up getting a new one soon.
No.
She's getting one.
No, I have.
I'm taking that motherfucker over.
No. Okay, anyways.
You'll see. Follow us on Instagram. All right, number three.
No. She gets very well taken care of. Anything that needs to be done, gets done.
Yeah, we get it done. We don't bullshit.
That is why in 10 years...
It had no major issues.
That car has ran perfect.
And it's got over 200,000 miles on it.
It has about 212,000 miles and going still, on 213.
And still runs fucking perfect.
And it's amazing.
Yep.
Versus he...
In case you guys are wondering, it's a Mazda 6.
Yes. He, my father, I would say probably twice a month he is on the side of the road.
That's if he's able to even drive. He got 9 cars in his driveway work.
He has probably 9 vehicles. None of them work.
None of them.
3 of them are my grandparents.
Yeah.
That none of them work now.
Yep.
Because he touched them.
And even your grandfather, Poppy, talking about, I'm pissed because.
He's like, I don't have a car. And we don't have any cars. And there's just no cars. But I have cars. But no cars run. I'm like, yeah, that's your father for you. Yeah. That's my father for you. I'm sorry. That's my dad. See?
Mm-mm. That's your son, the one who raised an idiot.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he twice a month, he's on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I need you to take me to O'Reilly's.
He has 9 cars that don't run.
Yep.
So it's like, okay, who's an idiot?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm an idiot. I have a car that is actually worth something.
That motherfucker. Yeah, because the dealership been wanting to buy, because people love that year and that body style, too.
Mm-hmm.
They love that body style. And it is a clean looking and body style.
And it is very maintained very well.
It better be shit. The way
we
he,
do.
And
we,
earlier this year, if you want to go back in early in the season 4, around March, right when the global pandemic started taking over the United States, Gina's dad backed into the fucking bumper that cost me $3,200 later. And I ain't rich, bitch.
No.
I'm what you call poor man rich. I'm a poor man rich.
I mean, this is some bullshit.
Yeah, man.
So, and Mazda honestly is not that, they're very reasonable on their pricing on taking care of the car. And it's not like,
for the
if
most
they
part,
tell
yeah,
me,
they've been really good to us.
Like, if they tell me my drive bell's cracked and I need to change it, I'm like,
they ain't gonna give us a bunch of unnecessary bullshit,
can
is what we're getting.
And I stretch it till the next time. And they're like,
they'll tell you yes or no.
Yeah, I think you can. So I'll stretch it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anything that I can stretch, I'll stretch it.
But that's
as long
one thing
as
I've
I'm
always
not on the side of the road, we're good.
Yeah. One thing I've always appreciated about them, though, for the fact that they don't hit you with, you know how mechanics and shops will definitely take advantage of a woman.
Yeah.
If they, you know, they, I mean, it's just, it is what it is. I'm not trying to sound sexist or whatever. It's just, that's how the game is played. Sorry. Deal with it. But I like the fact that they haven't done that with you. They just give you straight what needs to be done, what to look forward to getting done later on in the year or down the road, what to start looking out for. They've been pretty reasonable and been pretty cool about that type of shit. They haven't played that game of trying to take advantage of you. And, oh, well, you need this and you need to get this done and this done and this done. And next thing, we're looking at a $5,000 bill. Suck a dick. That's not happening.
Yeah.
But they have been pretty good. And that's one of the compliments they even gave you, was saying that, you know, it's actually been pretty good and pretty smart that you've brought it to us the whole time you've owned the car.
Yep.
And he wants to question that. I don't understand why you pay it.
I mean, he thinks that I don't know what he thinks, honestly. He thinks, I don't know.
He don't know what he thinks.
I mean, he acts like I've never changed brakes. I've changed brakes on my cars before. I had a PT Cruiser. I changed the brakes on that car.
Man, that piece of
shit. I had a Ford Taurus. I've changed the brakes on that car. I've had other cars. I've had other vehicles. I've changed brakes. I've changed tires. I've changed belts. I've done all that stuff. So I've done my own oil changes. I know how to do all that stuff.
And here's the irony behind that. And now, point number one. Your dad made you do what with your first vehicle?
I had to rebuild my 81 Ford Mustang before I could drive it.
Do y'all hear this G shit, ladies and gentlemen?
And I don't think he recollects or remembers that, obviously. I'm like, you were a douche. I had to fucking rebuild the entire thing between
before you could
15,
even drive it.
Because I bought it at 15.
Mm-hmm.
Before 16.
Yep.
When I got it back together at 16. And when I got my license, I got to drive it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to do all that before I could drive it.
Yep.
But then I also had to learn how to drive on ice. I had to learn how to drive on snow. I had to learn how to drive on wet.
Mm.
And that's how, before I could even drive.
Yeah. With your father.
Yes.
That's the irony of this shit.
I had to learn how to do donuts and get out of situations at every turn.
At number two, one day Gina wants to have a big garage just to reveal cars.
Mm-hmm. So he thinks I'm fucking stupid.
I'm with a fucking badass.
I'm not stupid.
I'm with a badass. I'm like, the hell yeah, that's every man's dream come true. Like, what? You got sisters? Is there more of y'all? Hot diggity doggy.
I'm like, he thinks I don't know anything.
Man, that's just, everybody's got a parent like that. I'm pretty damn sure most of our listeners, if you've been here since day one, you got some dysfunction in your family somewhere.
I have it everywhere.
So do I. Everybody does, man. Shit, but whatever, man. Mm-hmm. He know he raised a badass. I think, he just has a fucked up way of just, he's doing that complimentary, but in a, I can't explain it, but I know what he's doing, what he does. You know what it is too, but it's it's still the way he talks and shit that pisses you the fuck, and it's supposed to piss you off. And that it's hard to explain it, but that's just him. That's just the way he is.
I don't give two shits. Mm-mm. It's fucking mean.
Don't worry. You'll be able to exact revenge on him in the near future when he's in the same position as your grandfather. We too old to do something about it.
He's going to a home.
Yep. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have parents that are our age, if you're listening right now, you're a younger person or in your youth, you better be nice to your parents and vice versa. Yep. And parents, be nice to your kids, man. I'm just trying to tell you, because I know good and damn well, especially with Caleb, the last place he's going to let his mama go is into a home. That's not happening with that boy. It is not. You guess you pack it.
But there's a difference.
Because I'm going to be dead. I'm a brother. I'm going to be dead before you. And you're going to be living with him. And he's going to be packing your shit. Like, well, mom, pack your bags. You moving in with me. Wherever the hell he's at that point.
Well, it's like this. I have their back and they have my back.
Always
and
have.
And that's how it should be.
Yeah, always have.
The thing with my parents, I would have their backs. Mm-hmm. All day long, but they don't have minds. They don't give two shits. Yeah. So what? Now, why should I work as hard?
Yeah, especially at our age now,
to keep trying to get
man.
Their back.
Yeah, it's over with.
No,
it's over. It's over.
I'm tired.
Yeah, man.
It's like I gave up on my mom a while ago, and then my dad's struggle. That struggle's real.
Everybody has those struggles with their family, man, and you know it's more often than not with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not, I hear it all the time. You know what I'm saying? I hear it all the time with people that I work around, people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear it all the time how they struggle with their parents. It's just, I don't know, something about that generation of parents.
Right.
And that particular generation, parents that were born in the 50s, in the 60s, early mm-hmm. 60s, 50s. There's something about that generation of them, man. It's just something about them.
Right.
It's just something about that particular generation, but... Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are definitely reminiscing on some of those things. You probably even had a few family fights if you had some Turkey Day action with your family over this last weekend. We definitely sympathize. You know, I'd have had to put hands on a former relative back in the day at a family function. I get it. My grandma made me do it. When Big Mama says, beat his ass, guess what grandson gonna go do? Beat that ass. But yeah, you do get to a certain point where it's just like, you just move on from it. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is what it is. I have close friends that deal with it too.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucked up. I even have one of my best friends, her stepdad just passed away and she didn't know about it until she seen it in the news. And her mother didn't even have the nerve to even call her, even tell her about it. I mean, so it ain't just us to deal with this type of shit. So, you know, if you're blessed to have your kids in your life, man, do the best you can as parents. You're not going to be perfect. We're not perfect as parents, right. You know, but, you know, do the best you can to be there. And it doesn't mean financially. Just be there for your kids, because especially when your kids are grown like ours, that financial shit got to stop at some point any fucking way. Mm-hmm. So they can be grown and figure out how to go out here and get their own fucking bread, man. You can't coddle them their whole fucking life. You can't do that.
Mm-mm.
We're not saying that.
No.
But at the same time, don't be raising no punks either.
No. They got to keep learning. Mm-hmm. You kept learning.
Yep. Yeah, and you grow with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely grow. And it's kind of funny because you learn more as they're adults. It's kind of a funny thing. I mean, you don't learn, but I mean, our kids, their personalities are their personalities. They've mm-hmm. had it since even I've entered into their lives. Like, they still have the same exact personalities.
They definitely have their own personalities.
Since they was tiny little people. Mm-hmm. The same, literally, mm-hmm. the same personalities.
And they came out with them.
Oh, yeah. They be having personalities, man.
Mm-hmm.
But just do the best you can and grow with your kids. But you sometimes learn more about them as they grow into an adult. Because, I showed you a tweet a few days ago. I can't remember who said it, but somebody was saying something about the hardest part of parenting is watching them be adults or something to that effect. I can't remember exactly how she said that comment, but it was something that was on along the same lines of the discussion we were having that afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I just happened to come across that tweet. It was just like ironic, like seriously, you know, because you was ranting and you was in a certain mood that day. And then I just happened to come across a quick tweet like, see, you ain't the only one, you know. Yeah, but I mean, you're never going to be perfect as parents, but do the best you can as parents, especially from a loving standpoint.
Yeah.
From an encouraging standpoint, from a positive standpoint. Sometimes you got to stick your foot off in the ass every now and then. You have to do that. Because the world is going, life's going to do it anyway.
Right.
Life's going to definitely kick you in the titties. It's going to happen from time to time. But you might as well be the one to teach them those lessons and those things. And, you know, have those moments too where, you know, you got to be hard on them a little bit just to remind them like, hey, you think this is tough. You think we're being tough on you. But when you're grown one day and you're on your own, then you're going to really know what tough is like. At least you're going out here with the tools. Now, what you do with the tools is on you at that point.
It is. It's a struggle, especially you know.
And it definitely is if you have parents that are condescending or just disrespectful or Mr. Negative or Mrs. Negative all the time or naive or, you know, some of those things.
It's not that. It's you know, you as, you know, a parent are growing and you're learning. And I think people, I don't know, I think they forget that. They get in their own or... Oh, yeah. They get fixated on them
as or
the children, you know, there's a hard balance there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, you have to grow too.
Yeah.
You have to grow. And the way I did it was the kids and I grew it together.
Yeah.
You know, they were.
And that's a special bond that you don't think about while you're going through those phases of growing up with them.
And that's why
that's why they have that strong bond with you.
Right. They're more adult at an earlier age.
Yeah, they actually are.
Than
the kids that are normally around their age right now.
Right.
They're a lot more mature than the average age ranges of their ages right now. Hell, that's in some instances, they're more mature than motherfuckers my age. I'm dead ass serious. Like, seriously, bro. Like, damn, we 40, fool. Like, what did you do?
But that's also, I mean, we had to learn together.
Yeah.
Because I was a baby.
Yeah.
I had no fucking clue.
Yeah, that's part of the bond. That's what I'm talking about.
Like,
I mean,
I'm going to learn, you are too.
When you're 17, 18.
I'm like, oh, I've just fucked up. Don't ever do that.
Yeah, if you're a new listener, Gina was 17, 18 when she had her first child.
Yeah,
so,
I was pregnant at 17.
Yeah, so they had to grow up. So that's a special bond that you've been fortunate enough to have with your kids, to share with them of growing up and having those hard times together. And developing that bond with each other and growing together. That's something to keep in mind and keep appreciative of having that bond and having that special unity with one another.
I'm not saying it probably works for everybody. It worked for us.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
And it worked.
And it wasn't easy because it's not going to be.
It wasn't.
Kids aren't born with an instruction manual attached to their ass when they come out or twat. You know, they just don't. You know what I mean?
I mean, it was a broken home. Yeah. I mean, so you have to deal with that aspect as well. So, and that was hard. You had to be the
mother and the father in some ways.
I was, but I was also, I had to do the right thing in every circumstance. Just to know that if I did the right thing, no matter what I did, the outcome would be okay.
Yeah.
So that was... Kids would come home and saying, "Daddy said this about you," or this. Oh, well,
oh yeah.
That's, you know, that's okay. I mean, it's not true, but that's okay. I mean, I wouldn't say, "Well, your dad's an asshole."
No, oh, yeah. Know? I mean, you was thinking it though,
go back, right?
You were saying all kind of shit to yourself, but you didn't say it to the kids.
But that was because
that's one thing you never did. But at least since we've gotten to our relationship together in the beginning. Over the last almost 12 years now, I've never heard you speak just super ill about him in front of them like that, ever. Now, to me in private, yeah, get your shit off, because that's where it's supposed to be.
Right.
You know, to get that shit off, you know. If you, and I'm sure there's listeners out here that are parents and have exes and, you know, they're, you know, they have to share their kids with joint custody or share custody or visitation.
But that's where the battle
and it's
always,
all fucked up.
That was, you know, where a battle would always come in, because mm-hmm. the kids would believe, you know,
some of that, especially while they're young and impressionable.
And it was hard. Especially so there was a battle. So I was like, I thought I was failing. Maybe I should say bad things. Maybe I should tell them all of it. Maybe I shouldn't hide it.
Yeah. And you weren't the only one who struggles with that.
Maybe I should tell the truth.
Who struggled with that.
But if I tell the truth, it'll backfire. Yeah. So just shut your mouth, because they don't understand.
Yeah, because there was times that I've had to walk you back off a ledge, but that's what we do for each other. And there was times where I've had to say, like, look, man, I know you want to say, and there was a lot of nights where Gina cried about it, and I was right there with her, like,
I'm gonna tear that motherfucker down.
But listen, when you have young men like that, little boys like that, they don't know quite yet what the reality of the situation is. It goes back to what you were saying that I would always say, you know, it was always easy to kind of look at your parents as parents until you get to that certain age, you start looking at them as people too. And not just your parents. And little boys are going to always look at their dad as a fucking hero. That's what they do when they're young and when they're little and they're not, you know, their little brains are still developing.
Ask your children, who is your hero? Most of them will say.
Boys are going to say their dad.
Most of them will say your mom or your dad. They will say that.
And you know what? If that parent is a bad influence or whatnot, you know, I mean, it's things that I used to always have to remind Gina of sometimes, just to kind of help us out, not just her out, but help us out. Like, look, they're going to grow up one day. They're going to see him for him. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. I know you're upset right now. I know you're ready to go over there and stab him in the neck right now. I know that. But you can't do that right now. Just try. Let's just try to chill out. Mm-hmm. Everybody, just calm down. I know you're mad. But I will let her get her shit off, though, because sometimes you got to get your shit off. And if you're out there dealing with similar situations, we understand. We went through, if you want to go through our 3-part series just a couple months ago of Are You With The Wrong One? Go back and listen to those particular episodes where we really go into details about some of those mm-hmm. things. You know, with dealing with the ex and with children and how that can affect not only you, but your children. And yeah, go back to those episodes. But that's one thing that you never did, was talk negative about him in front of the kids. Mm-hmm. You never did that until they was older, and then it was all bets off then. Like, shit, they grown.
They were older because
they started asking questions. And
were 16.
We could see it on
Caleb was 16,
and I watched.
And I was like, okay, this is time, because they were asking questions, and
I was watching over time. Like I was telling you, they're gonna grow up, and they're going. And I watched them. It's like every year I've watched them, like I see their wheels turning every time they would come back from being over there or, you know, when they would have something go on with him, and even certain instances that, you know, that I don't want to go into full detail about, that even I sat there pissed off about, but I kept my mouth shut about certain things, like, yeah, you know, but I ain't going to step out of my bounds either, because they become a young man, and I don't want to ruin the impression that he's already painting for himself. So I ain't got to add to it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't got to add to it. I understand.
It was just a really long wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the wait was worth it.
Yeah. But, you know, and it's easy to fall into that one. You know, they always say, figuratively speaking, stooping to somebody's level and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go through a lot of stupid shit, especially if you're a young parent. If you are a really young parent, you're going to go through a lot of dumb shit.
Oh, dude, I did dumb shit.
We all did. I did too. I did too. I did plenty of stupid ass shit that, you know, some of it I got to live with for the rest of my life.
But
it is what it is.
That's the thing.
I'm not happy about it. But
the children always, I mean, they're growing with you. Mm-hmm. So you're their hero. So they're looking at you. They're watching you.
They don't
they're
know nobody
learning
else.
Yeah. From you. Whether you're just sitting there doing nothing,
looking
or
at your
you're
fucking
cooking,
phone all
you're doing
day.
This, or you're doing that, they're learning from you.
Yep.
All day. If you're sitting there on the phone all day, they're gonna sit there on the phone all day.
Yep. And those are things you gotta look at. Those are things you gotta take into account. It's all by your actions.
They're gonna do.
Yeah. It's all by your actions.
It's really, I mean, it's really cool to watch too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but if you young parents out there, whether you're separated from your significant other, baby mama, baby daddy, whatever you want to call it, if you are dealing with those type of things, you can reach out to us too. And you can email us especially at interracialoddcouple@gmail.com. You can reach out to us in our descriptions because we both went through this crap in the worst way. In some of the worst ways possible. So you're not alone dealing with some of these feelings and some of the stuff that comes along with it.
Is it? Yeah, there's a lot of feelings.
Yep.
There's a lot of... I'm going to kill a motherfucker.
Slash some tires. I'm going to do all kind of shit. I'm going to be another white bitch in jail.
Oh, my. Don't bail me out. I deserve it. I did it.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. So just do the best you can as parents. Do the best you can, even if you are in a tough situation of even being separated from your kids possibly right now. We understand. I definitely understand that. I sympathize with especially the fellas with that particular aspect of it. You can always reach out to us. Yes. But before we start wrapping up this episode, can we go ahead and address the fact that the electric slide is actually a song about a vibrator?
What? Fill me in.
The electric slide. Mm-hmm. The song is about a vibrator. I didn't know about this shit all these years.
I didn't know about this. What?
If you think about the original lyrics, you can see it. It's electric. You gotta feel it. It's electric. It is literally about a vibrator. The original writer of the songs, and he said, I'm surprised it took people this long to figure it out. Oh shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man.
That is funny.
Yeah, it's about a vibrator.
Holy cow.
Makes you think differently about the song now, huh?
We learn something new every day.
I mean, if you had one of those not socially distanced gatherings for Turkey Day last weekend, I'm sure that broke out at the family barbecue. At the family dinner.
Doesn't it say they like do the electric or something? Or it's the electric? I don't know. It says something in there like that.
Yeah, man. I thought that was hilarious, man, when he brought that up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's pumping like a medic.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to pull up the article where he was talking about it. Yeah, the electric slide, yeah, was written originally by Neville Livingston. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he wrote the song, because at the time, his girlfriend broke up with him, said, I don't need you anymore because I got a toy to take care of myself.
Oh, Jesus.
And he turned that shit into a fucking hit.
No kidding. He did. Oh,
so,
wow.
Joke's on her, huh?
I guess it was. Holy goodness.
Oh, that is awesome,
that
man.
That is funny.
The electric slide. So the next time your aunties is acting a little too excited when that song come on, it's going to make you think twice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get ready for Christmas. Oh, man. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We have one more episode after this before we wrap up for the end of the year and we take our little end of the year break. We have one more episode after this one before we do that. And then we will have our highlight episode of the second half of this year. And then we will end with a surprise episode. With a surprise episode. So stay tuned for that. If you want to check us out on the social medias, you know where to find us. Just look in the description. Any last words you want to throw out there to everybody, honey, before we get out of here? I'm about ready to stop, man. My mouth hurting. I got a filling put in, y'all.
Getting old.
Man. Yeah, man. I ain't had cavities my whole life, man.
Yeah.
I still don't, but they just like, hey, man, you know.
Lord.
I'm just getting to that age, man. Hey, man, I still got my teeth, though. Fuck y'all.
Just be kind. A lot of people's going through a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm. Desperate times this year.
A lot of desperate times.
Yeah, with the pandemic, people out of work. People low on cash. No
Don't
cash.
Steal. Don't steal.
No. Nope. Our son got robbed at work just recently.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
There are people that are kind and will help.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That is true. That is definitely true.
So definitely be kind.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough on everybody this year. No cash, low cash, through sickness, through the pandemic. My uncle just got sent home earlier this week because he was in ICU with the COVID-19 virus. And he was on a respirator. And he's going to be at home for a while. Mm-hmm. So I know this holiday season is going to be rough on him. You know, not only just his health is most important, but besides that, financially and all the above, mm-hmm. you know, not being able to work. So,
right.
you know, just be happy if you're listening to us right now. Just be happy, first of all, if you do have your health. You know, it's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel one way or another. 2021, I feel like, you know what, just don't expect it to be any better than this Mm-mm. year. You know what, just don't expect it to be. So go ahead and make some moves now, man. Have some plans. Have some plans in place.
Stay healthy.
If you have nothing really to lose right now, this is the time to go for your shit, man.
If you need some seeds, get at
us. Yeah, for real, man.
We'll send some seeds.
Yeah, with a fee.
No.
Yep.
No.
All transactions go through me. They just don't know that.
You send me your address and I'll send you some seeds. Don't you worry.
P.O. Box. All right, everybody. As Gina said, be kind to one another, especially this holiday season, even though it doesn't necessarily feel like your traditional holiday season because of the way the year has been. Make the best of it the best you can. We know what those tough times are like, even before a pandemic. We've had more than one time in our lives where, man, broke as a joke, didn't know where food was coming from, all the above, man. We know what it's like. Sleeping on couches, we get it. We definitely, yeah, we get it. So, all right, everybody, have a good weekend or good week whenever you decide to listen to this particular episode. We extended it a little bit longer since this is the second to the last episode of the year. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Holler at us on our social medias, and we will hopefully talk to you next week.
Bye.
Deuces.